I'm in Iceland during the summer. So that means long days, no nighttime, midnight sun. That's why there are these big black curtains in this 6-person hostel. And I've got the entire place to myself. Therefore, let's shoot a video. Peru. I think I spent a week and a half in Peru with one goal in mind, to hike Choqquequirá, to make a film about it, and I did that. From that trip, I made two videos, an update video and then the hiking film. I think both are doing very well. I was surprised at how well this type of talk to the camera, show B-roll, update you on the news of Craig kind of video will do. I guess you guys care about this stuff. Anyway, I did my research. I looked on YouTube, I scoured the web for blogs and videos about the hike that I was planning. I found some, but they were older, lackluster. I knew I could kill it. There was a vacant space there that I could fill with beautiful cinematography and storytelling. I'm not gonna go too in-depth with Peru because I'm doing a talk at B&H in New York City in a couple of days. If you're going to that, you're awesome. We're gonna have pizza and beer. And yeah, there's gonna be a lot to talk about. Like, I shot so much before the actual hike, me getting all the supplies, me in Cusco, doing the whole hostel thing. And there was a little bit of drama of me getting to the actual trailhead with the bus. And the airline lost my luggage. So none of that actually made the film, which is interesting because I edited this hiking film intro like 3 times and then deleted it until I was happy with what you see on YouTube right now. Good morning. So this is my new one-person tent from REI. It's small, I like it. It's easy to set up and you're supposed to always test it before you take it on a hike. Hiking films though, right? Who would have thunk it? I've been making them occasionally for a couple of years now, but it was a couple people who gave me the confidence to fully dive into it. And it's a space that I've been really enjoying because, like I've said before, hiking gets me away from the cities, away from the frequently visited areas. It takes some skill and planning to do a long multiple day hike. And I think there's lots of nature and animals and food and culture and people and things to discover on these hikes. YouTube algorithm didn't really catch the Choqquequirá one too much, but I think anyone searching to do that hike is gonna find my video on YouTube. And I think over time, it's still gonna find some views. After Peru, I flew to New York and then snuck upstate for a secret project. It was a real estate video. It's pretty much freelance filmmaking for a company that I've done like 2 or 3 videos for in the past. They're great people, so I love to help them out. But it's not necessarily a type of film that I would upload on my channel. It's just a video that I make for this company to sell houses. A lot of drone stuff. People love drones. Drones and selling houses usually go together pretty well. After that, I went back to New York, and I swear New York is like a magnet that just pulls me in if I haven't been there in a while or if I'm anywhere nearby. I had a call with Niles from Moment, and we're planning something cool. There will be some news about that coming up soon. I said goodbye to Cody and Sarah at a vegan diner in Bushwick. I met up with Red, cool name. And he brought me to the office that makes these shoes. You should check them out. And of course, when I visit New York these days and don't have an apartment, I'm just out drinking coffee and beer, going out, got to see my friends Conrad and Jess from London, and it was nice to catch up. My Yosemite video was about 5 minutes, and a minute or a minute and a half of it was the sponsorship. So it was like a three to four minute video. And people were like, I wanted it to be longer. Why didn't you make it longer? Like, ugh, 1/3 of it is an ad. But not every video has to be a certain length. And there's so many different ways to make a video. With Yosemite, I did my research and I found that there were already a couple awesome videos. It's a very popular area, especially the Half Dome hike with the cables. I took all of the footage that I shot and I condensed it into a much smaller than usual film for what I upload because I wanted it to act like a trailer to attract people who don't necessarily know my work. And I think that's the best way that you hook people, by showing them a lot of amazing stuff in a short period of time. Someone who hasn't seen my Japan film, hasn't seen any of my other videos, may not care to watch a 20-minute half dome video, but if I can get them in 3 minutes, you know, that's good. I think it's good to have a diversity of trailer versus mid and long doc form videos on the same topic, so. But I had a blast in Yosemite Valley. I've been there multiple times, but it always seemed rushed and it wasn't on my own schedule, but this time I could do whatever I wanted and I stayed in Camp 4. I took my time. I got to be there in the morning when no one was in the valley. It gets a little crowded in the middle and end of the day, but God, it was beautiful weather and I was just so happy to be there. Once again, I shot a bunch around the hike. It's usually good to just like overshoot a little bit because you're trying to figure out what complements the main idea. I knew that half dome, that one hike, was going to be the focus of my video, but I still wanted to show the process of how to get a permit.
Guess who's hiking half dome tomorrow?
With these hiking films, I'm always teetering between a how-to, like watch this to learn how to do the hike yourself, versus inspiration. Watch this to figure out what it is for the first time and to be like, wow, that's awesome. I may not do it, but that's really cool to watch. Yosemite was tricky because I couldn't have a drone. I didn't want to fly in the national park. I just had the camera and a tripod, basically. Super random, while I was grabbing some Wi-Fi and some grub at the lodge in Yosemite, I heard, Craig, Craig. Two people ran up to me, Natalie and Nick. They were shooting a wedding at that lodge at the moment. And they recognized me from wedding film school and they were just like super happy to say hello. They turned out to be amazing people and we became friends really quickly. They invited me out to a campfire later that night. I got to meet their dog. They live in a van and they're just awesome people. The reason why I was in Yosemite was I was chasing Curtis, my brother. He's hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, 2,500 miles from Mexico to Canada. He was supposedly passing that Mammoth Lakes area near Yosemite around then. So I wanted to surprise him on the hike. But now I'm finally on the correct side of the mountain range. Curtis is somewhere down there. I gotta find him.
Wait, what is this?
Black Velvet and Mammoth Lakes.
Got floor coffee.
And it turns out Natalie and Nick were going to Mammoth Lakes as well. So we met up and drank coffee and hung out and did van life stuff. Let's see how far we can get. I have no idea. But best case scenario, it's a 4 mile walk to the junction where the PCT is. It's very snowy up here. Lots of snow.
Hello.
This is pretty difficult. I think I'm gonna put my micro spikes on.
I think that's the trail. Like there, it's really hard to tell where the trail is.
I think I'm just gonna head back.
Mission failed. We'll go next time.
If it's like this down here, I can't imagine what it's like actually up on the hill. In the mountains, in the elevation, with a pack. While I was out there camping on free campground, like you don't have to pay. It's just like land that you can just go and camp on, which is awesome. I finally recorded my first book review video for Digital Minimalism, and boy was the response so much greater and better than I ever imagined. I was so nervous. I'd been putting off for about 2 months recording this video. I had the full notes, I was ready to go. I wasn't sure about the style, and damn, you guys liked it. It was a lot of fun to make, and I'm definitely going to be making another one in the future. I just have to start reading again. Traveling nonstop, like I haven't been able to exercise or read as much as I have when I have like a place. It's strange. Meeting up with some friends that I made out here, and we're going to make a caravan.
Hey.
Boom!
Jason Bourne your ass.
Oh, hi. I'm like, these are fantastic. How are you?
Yeah.
Did you say Denali?
Denali.
Pages!
Very special dog. Jealous much?
So it's like the Wild West. We got our little wagon circle. Jesus Christ. Got dogs and food. Oh, puppy! Frontier dog.
All right, first up, we got Taylor's van.
That's where all the magic happens.
Wow, very clean, very organized, very cool. I like it. We got Jade.
Oh. That is where all the magic happens.
Whoa! All right.
This is Wanda, though. She's got a lot of characters.
This is Wanda. All right.
Ooh, you have lights. Look at this.
Yo.
That's pretty cool. Cheers, dudes.
Oh, wow.
During my travels around California, I have run into people who live in vans. Big vans, small vans. Oh, look, here's a van right here. It's Nick and Natalie.
Can we do a Cribs tour?
So you live in here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
2.5 years.
Propane.
Oh, wow.
In there. This is our trash.
You play ukulele.
Oh my God.
Memories. Where is the peaches? Hello.
Oh.
Whoa. We open up the panels?
Yeah.
Boom.
Whoa.
Anybody want some tacos?
Whoa.
Camp gear, tools, all of our camera gear for filming.
Who does the driving?
I do.
What do you find on YouTube if you search van life?
Dude, a bunch of chicks in bikinis.
Yeah.
What the heck is
for
with?
Real.
People have been saying in the comments, they're like, Craig's gonna do van life in the future. I sense van life coming. Well, guess what? This is my home now. No, okay. Should I do van life? What do you think?
I think you should.
Might be fun. I have a really weird obsession with Storyblocks, and I'm so glad I keep getting to do these ads. If you don't know what Storyblocks is, well, you're being a dingus. Get your fireplace ready because it's about to go down. You're on a project, you need footage, you're a one-man band, you can't go everywhere to film everything. Storyblocks has your back. Search through their enormous catalog, download, and use their royalty-free footage. They have everything. Everything. Peanut butter crackers in a vending machine, a sloth sleeping in a tree. How about a bald man hitting a tire with a hammer in the desert? Yeah. What about a half dome time lapse? Ooh. I didn't have motion, that's pretty fancy. How about a camper van passing a sign with a kangaroo and an emu? Storyblocks, you got some explaining to do. So if you're curious, and you should be, you should check it out yourself. Make sure to visit storyblocks.com/Craig Adams. You know, I try to make these videos as weird as possible, but no, Storyblocks is like, yeah, that's cool. Keep doing you, Craig. So thank you. Support me by supporting Storyblocks. Thank you. Seattle, the big project. I'd been talking with Moment for a while about this. They showed me the anamorphic drone lens that they had been developing. We only had 2 working prototypes, so I wasn't able to take one with me, but it was really fun for the couple of days that we had to play with it. And honestly, it was really, really fun just to hang with Jesse and Becky and just to be out on a road trip with Caleb and the other Moment team. They're all fantastic. Jesse taught me how to ride a one wheel, and now I want a one wheel. So what do I think about the product? A couple of people have been sending me like private DMs being like, I know it's a sponsored video, but like, what do you really think about the drone lens? I love it. I think it's cool. It just adds an extra layer of awesomeness onto something that's already awesome. The Mavic 2 Pro has been an amazing drone for me. As soon as they can give me one, I want the lens. But yeah. Damn, projects like that, like I get paid to go on a project, hang with friends, and to create something for my own YouTube channel. It's the best. It was exactly what I needed. So thank you, Moment. I would love to do another project. And if any of the companies want to hire me to hang out, I'm down. Right after Seattle, I went south to Tacoma and I was kind of apartment hunting. It seems like a cool area. I know random, Tacoma, really, from New York City. After Seattle, I flew to Virginia to do some family stuff near Richmond, and then I took a train north to New York City for 4th of July. Let's go hang out with friends.
Whoa. Yo! What's up, Chris?
You're a minimalist!
Whoa. X Games, Conti over here.
Don't worry, I played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4. Are you regular or goofy?
Regular.
I know skate talk. Step up, right?
What's up?
Hey! Just look at this and
this
imagine
like
what you could have.
This is like second one, you know. I got the first one, maybe I'll upgrade soon.
This is what it looks like after weeks of just filming and editing and not having a second to clean up. This fell.
Wow. Okay, so yours is like the waiting room for people to come here.
Oh. Hey, where's your studio, bro?
It's very difficult.
Don't run into the C-stand.
Even when you say that, it might kill you.
It might kill you.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it like working here?
Working here?
Under the peach. Turn on the peach!
And Jeremy, you know, the lord of New York City, this kid is so tapped into the lifeblood of Brooklyn and Manhattan that it's crazy, brought me to a water balloon fight across two buildings, which was just awesome. But while in New York City, I had nothing on my calendar, so in coffee shops, I did the research, figured out what my next move was going to be, and that was to fly to Iceland. Because it's summer right now, and it was super nice for a hike up in the very north, like 5 miles away from the Arctic Circle, is a place called Hornstremir, which I just did 2 days ago. It was a 4-day, 4-night hike. I did 60 miles and I can't wait to share that film with you. So what is coming up on the horizon line? Like I mentioned, my behind the scenes of my Peru film at the B&H Superstore is happening in like 3 days in New York City. I posted about it on my Instagram story. For those who are already registered, I can't wait to hang out, drink some beer, eat some pizza, talk, bring some questions. I just want to make it as catered to you as possible. I also just announced and opened up a couple slots for my Adirondack hiking workshop. First of its kind. Just like drink beer by a campfire. I don't know. It's going to be fun. Jonah's going to be shooting behind the scenes. We're going to be doing a road trip up and from New York City. Ugh. It's gonna be great. I don't have that much on my calendar, but I'm going to Mexico for a wedding in September. I think I mentioned. While I was in Yosemite, I paid the extra money and got my annual pass for US national parks. So expect a couple more national park hiking videos coming up soon. Maybe Grand Canyon rim to rim. My flights are booked for Sony's camera camp. Justine and Jenna are hosting like a workshop for filmmakers in Montana at a dude ranch. It sounds awesome, that's because it is awesome. We're gonna be going to Glacier National Park after. I do still need to find Curtis on the PCT, but I've got time. He's gonna be out there for another month or two. He's got some miles to do, so I can find him again. Maybe he's already past Lake Tahoe, so maybe Oregon. Once again, national parks, I gotta get out there. Levi just finished his van build. I've been chatting with him a little bit about that. But it looks amazing, and I am interested in van life. I would love to link up with him, shoot some stuff, do a little van camping. Maybe in the future, should I live in a van? I don't know, maybe. I have been perfecting my hiking gear kit. Every time I go on a hike, I learn something new. I get advice from other people that I see. Oh man, that backpack looks cool. Wow, you eat that? That's awesome, that looks so tasty. So, there should be an updated what I bring when I hike video once I perfect my kit a little bit more. And can I be more minimalist? Yes, I'm gonna be getting rid of a couple of things after I get back to New York City. I'm just perfecting my kit and just getting less and less stuff, and oh, it's addicting. Last time when I was in New York City, I met up with Chase Costner. We chatted about wedding film school stuff. It was like a brainstorming session fueled by too much coffee, and I came up with some really cool ideas to revive the Wedding Film School channel. Maybe like a wedding film each season that we cast and I direct and hire a crew, free weddings for couples. And on this Hornstramir hike, I met this old Scottish woman who's like a certified guide for hiking and kayaking. She was like killing like 20 mile hikes per day. She was badass. And she was like scouting the hike because she has a business for being a guide for people who want to go on hikes. So that gave me an idea about building a separate side of my business where if I shoot a film at a place like Choqquequirá in Peru, you can hire me as a guide and we'll go and do that same hike, and I can help you with photography. It could be like a workshop kind of thing. Why not treat all of my hiking films as trailers for this guide thing? Just like last video, I want to end this with who inspires me. Right now, that is John Z. He's a hiker who, if you're privy to my vlogs in Seattle, I think like a year and a half ago, we met up for drinks. And he is an amazing hiker, an ultralight hiker. Awesome dude, very chill. I love watching his hiking films and they give me ideas for what I can do in my own. I definitely want to link up with him, try out his backpack, and just like learn. He's got a lot of knowledge as far as hiking. I think he's done the PCT like 6 or 7 times, which is crazy. Should I do the PCT next year? Maybe. And second, Chris Burkhard. Most of you already know him on Instagram. Wildly successful, popular guy. He's just really showing the best of nature, finding new things, really adventurous person. He was just in a volcano. I don't know, it's just like really inspiring because he was talking about his role in bringing strange, new, wild, untamed places to the public eye in the hopes that tourism helps protect it. Instead of companies who come in and extract resources in an industrial way, he wants to promote and share these things in a good way, which I'm kind of struggling with. Like, if I make a film, I bring a lot of tourists and people who want to do the same thing. And does that elevate or ruin? I don't know. If I continue sharing things about nature and finding hidden places that you should check out yourself, I want to make sure that I'm doing it in a good way that benefits the local culture and doesn't ruin things. I don't want to ruin things. So thank you so much for watching this update video. This is just like a news broadcast about what's been going on in my life. Like always, I'm just out here making films, reading books, drinking coffee, drinking beer, going for long walks, trying to talk to people I don't know, petting every dog I see, and just loving life. Thank you so much. Take care.